Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, my people? Appreciate you for joining me. This is another episode of What's the Word with LJ Mental Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, LJ. And I just want to start off by saying I love you, whoever you are that's listening to me, because we need to spread love, not hate. It's not just because of what's going on right now, but just period. And this should be not only a reminder to America and people across the world to spread love, but we just need to get hate out of the atmosphere. And also, just want to start off by saying also I'm excited adding to my business here. I appreciate the people that have helped me along the way. Cleopatra Memphis, her company, who's very professional, great business. Cleopatra Memphis Studios, I'm meant to say. I apologize for that. And, very great and as far as helping educating people. And also, just all the people that have helped me along the way, my moms, that people give me ideas to help start my business. Mom's Christine Bates, she's a very smart woman. That's where I get my creative juices from, because I write also. And just coming up with ideas, I get that from my moms, definitely. So just want to shout out to my moms real quick. And just really quick, because I'm excited, despite all what's going on, I know it's a frustrating time with COVID and the killing of George Floyd and the protests. It's a frustrating time, but I just need to announce that I have new T-shirts, hoodies, and fitted caps available. You can go check them out on my website, mentordesigns.com. And you can go, the first thing you'll see is my own page, but as soon as you get there, to go to the shop, the page that says shop, and you will see where you can purchase all the gear, my shirts, hoodies, hats. I'm excited about this venture because I got some ideas along the way here. So, you can go check that out right now. Once again, that website is Mentor Designs, MINTER, designsinc.com, and go to shop. You will see all the shirts that are available, and more is going to be added, but that's what we have right now. And don't forget, this is also a graphic design company, and we also do photography. So, logo, any ads, any business card needs. Check us out. We got you covered. Any graphic design or photography needs, we can take care of that for you. And that's what this world is all about, finding new ways to problem solve. Look at the companies that have been around the world, from Apple to even back when Bill Gates came up with Microsoft and now Amazon. They were all solving problems of the world. But we just need more credit as black people. To get credit for what we've done as well, because we have a lot of great creative black problem solvers that don't get credit and that doesn't get changed. I'm actually going to go into a much deeper discussion about that in the future, but that's not what this episode is really about. So next, I want to get into the discussion of the protests and the riots real quick. I'm just going to touch on this for a little bit. As far as the protests that's going on all around the country, I seen a video from the 92 LA riots. I was just a kid at the time. I was like probably 3-4 years old, actually, in 92. I seen recently this black man, and you could just see the pain in his eyes, just pleading with people, why are you doing this to me, destroying my business? And I could see that hurt my heart, seeing this brother. He's like, he comes from the hood just like everybody else in that area, because I come from the hood too. I'm a black man. That grew up in a rough area. But that doesn't mean I didn't have a great childhood, because I'm definitely blessed. But this man, you can see the pain in his eyes. And that's what we're seeing right now. I believe the protests are necessary. They are. They are a necessary part They've been part of making change for years in this country, in America, from the civil rights movement. So even before that, like, and even no matter how small or how large your what you're asking for is, protests are necessary to make change. We see them all the time. This just happens to be at an all-time high. And the problem we have is the looting people businesses and destroying. That's not necessary, man. Come on. That's ridiculous that people out here are looting and destroying people businesses that they work their whole life for. I mean, that's ridiculous. Y'all fools need to stop it. I get it. We got people out here starving, as hungry. And they see this as an opportunity, like, oh, the police ain't gonna get me, so I'm gonna just take whatever I want from this store or from this business or whatever. And that ain't the move, y'all. We gotta stop it. Anybody that's listening to, you gotta get people to stop it. Like, seriously. If you see somebody do that, stop their ass. Seriously. That shit is ridiculous. You know what I mean? And theme this month is a top 10 list. I'm going to have a theme every month, but this month is a theme, this top 10 list. And what we're going to address this week, I'm actually going to break it down in two ways. So I'm going to have a top five ways you can help your communities and top five militant songs ever. So I'm going to list them really quick and talk about what they mean to me. So let's start with the top five ways to help your communities. Top five ways. One is obviously protest, what we are doing, peaceful protesting without the vandalism, the looting, and the stealing. Without that, you can do peaceful protests. That's necessary. I definitely believe that. And as far as, like, number two, I believe to make change in your communities, as far as, like, you want to get police brutality, take your right to the police station. Take your protest right in front of them. Address the officers. Don't just violently say it. Fuck the police and just like that, talk to them. At least do that. We need to start there. We have to start doing that. We have to be, I know we angry, we hurt. I'm pissed off about this whole situation. As a black man in America, like, I mean, we've had it harder. I mean, that's just being real. Like, we've had it harder than basically everybody in this country. So, I mean, that's just reality. And we're not better or worse than anybody because everybody should be loved. We need to spread love. That's actually one of my shirts, to spread love, eradicate hate. You can go to my website and check that out. But so number three, start a business. That's another way. Start a business or trade and assist and help your, what problems can you solve in your community? Four, participate in your local elections, not just the presidential one. I mean, because it starts from within your local communities. That's how you make change to local government, local branches. You got to vote for your judges, your district attorneys, like your local officials, your mayors, like even on a state level, your governors. I mean, you have to participate, educate yourself, do your research. You have to do that. Five, participate in your Second Amendment. I believe, I mean, we have a right to arm ourselves. So, I believe we definitely should. And I actually had a couple more ideas. I was trying to figure out the best top five, but that's my five there. And top five militant songs, I'm going to go back and talk about these. So, one, I have Tupac Changes. Two, N.W.A. Up the Police. Three, Bob Marley, I Shot the Sheriff. Four, Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. And five, Public Enemy, Fight the Power. And if you have your, if anybody out there has ways they feel they can help the community or songs they feel like are the best notes or revolutionary songs, you can have a discussion with me. You can call in 845-241-9916 if you want to talk about your ways you feel like you can help your community, or you want to talk about your five songs. So, and also really quick, I just wanted to briefly discuss Joe Biden. Really quick, he went on Facebook Live earlier this week with the mayors of Los Angeles, Atlanta, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Chicago. And during that discussion, I thought it was really interesting on Joe Biden. I feel like he really I have some disagreements, I feel like, with Joe Biden, but still, I feel like he's a much better candidate than what we have now. At this point, I used to hate that term, the lesser of the two evils. I always thought that term was ridiculous. But at this point, Trump is so bad that literally I feel like a monkey from the zoo would be a better president than this fool. Like, this is the worst president in history, at least in the 20th and 21st century, obviously. We can do our research on, like, the 18th century and centuries before that, but it's definitely in the 20th and 21st century, this is by far the worst president. This fool is ridiculous. I don't care. This ain't about Republican or Democrat. I consider myself independent. I don't just vote for, as a black man, I don't just vote Democrat just because they feel like, oh, that's the way to vote because I'm black. No. If you're the best candidate, I feel like I'm loyal for you. But I'm sorry. To me, it's not even about your political party with Trump. I feel like it's about morals. And this guy is just horrible. Like, he is ruining, not only ruining people's lives, he's ruining the economy. You can, do your research. I'm sorry. This guy's the worst. But, the discussion with Joe Biden, with the mayors of those cities was, I feel like, a really great discussion. And is a great way little change. You can see he's participating with a variety of different cities to see what changes can be done. But that starts with us, too. Like, everybody can make a difference, no matter who you are. Don't ever think you're too small. You're a small fry. You can make a difference. Don't ever think that. So back to my top five ways. So I said protest. So let's do that without the vandalism and stealing. And like I said, number two, take your protest directly to the police stations, wherever you are locally, and have a discussion with them, however it may be. And three, start your own business or trade. You can definitely help your community. There's definitely ways you can help your community. So by starting a business, what problems can you solve to help your community? Think about what skills do you have. Think about it. There's ways you can do it. Four, participate in local elections, not just presidential. We can, like I said, make change, every single one of us, and that starts by voting. Obviously, we got the presidential election in November. Hopefully, it's on time. And, it starts with within. We all need to. And also, participate in your Second Amendment and arm yourselves. We need to protect ourselves and our family. I think that's necessary. That's why I put that on this list. I have some other ideas I had in there, too. Get petitions signed and talk to your neighbors. I was battling around which ones, but I feel like those are the top five. Songs really quick. The Changes by Tupac, N.W.A. Tupac Changes. What he was saying, Tupac, and it's still relevant to this day. Obviously, N.W.A. is pretty self-explanatory. And it's not just about doing damage to the police. It's about showing how frustrated and voicing our pain and how we need to see change. And who's here? So this has been another episode of the What's the Word with LJ Mesa podcast. I appreciate you, all of you, for joining me. And once again, y'all, not just black, not just white, not just Hispanic, Asian, whatever you are. We need to spread love, y'all, not hate. Too much hate in this world, and we need to see it stop. So we're going to continue with this theme, Top 10, next week. And this is LJ, another episode of What's the Word with LJ Mental Podcast. I'm out.